Yeah.
Different from, say, than like arising and ceasing.
It is. Yeah, no, not really. Samudaya Dhamma, Nirodha Dhamma. It's slightly different.
Nirodha has, my understanding, has a little more of a connotation of like stopping for good.
Yeah.
Ceasing to a resting place and not arising again.
So it's like, that's when you see the, say, cessation of suffering is Nirodha. It's all, I mean, it has many actual nuances as well. It's a difficult one to translate into any language. Prapa Yuto complains that it's a difficult term to translate into Thai. I think a lot of it is just because of the assumptions that the human mind make. And then the nuances of Nirodha are because sometimes it's a like especially in Nirodha is used in the most upset or also in the dependent origination sequence, so that there's the sort of its arising sequence and its cessation sequence, and he's saying that, you know, that it can be, although it is the common translation or ordinary translation, it can also have the sense of it being, not being a problem. When ignorance is no longer a problem, then. And then sankharas are no longer a problem, so that it's, you know, as opposed to an absolute cessation.
You often use the word non-arising too as a contemplative tool.
Yes. Okay, apparently that's something I do.
That's where I heard it.
Yes. Yeah, which is a real, yeah, I think that not like non, rather than cessation, when that non-arising is a really interesting way, because oftentimes when we're looking for something to, when we're looking for something to end, rather than looking for it not to arise, which is, you know, it takes a different perspective. And one holds it slightly differently.